Hey guys, Ryan Stevens here. I rule social media. This is episode 2, and we're going to talk about lead generation for real estate agents on social media and how and what you need to do as a realtor on social media to actually generate leads. Now, first and foremost, don't waste your money. Don't waste your time. Start off and do things right, and you'll reap an insane reward. So let's get right into it. The first thing you want to do as a real estate agent to generate leads on social media is you need to make sure you're on the platform where your clients are going to be. And where's that? Facebook. Facebook's your largest demographic. It's your largest audience. So you need to get on Facebook, and I'm sure you're already on there, and that's the blessing about it. You should already be using social media. Now, you're just learning how to use it for your business to generate leads. So what I'm saying is you need to have a business page. You need to make your business page your page, your professional page, how you talk and communicate with your prospective clients. Now, the key is working smarter, not harder. So, like I said, we're going to have you start on Facebook. Once you build your base and your audience on Facebook and you learn how to generate leads there, you can start going on to other platforms. Now, lead generation for realtors has changed. You need to be capitalizing on popularity, on trends, and that's how you're going to generate leads. Now, the best thing and the key is to understand how lead generation has changed. So before we dive in to generating leads on social media, let's take a second and make sure we have an understanding of the term lead generation nowadays. Now, lead generation is the means of identifying, curating, and nurturing potential clients. So the real estate industry, you guys are no stranger to lead generation, and the demand for realtors to generate leads right now is greater than ever. And that's why you need social media to do it. Now, the key is knowing how and where to generate the leads. So the difference is nowadays and with social media, lead generation starts with the customer. And it's extremely important that you understand that. Social media is where consumers start the process of buying or selling a home. As a matter of fact, more than 70% of new home buyers search for their properties online before ever reaching out to a real estate agent. So making sure that you're present online and you're able and easily found in online searches is the starting point and the key. If people can't find you and they have to go searching and looking through pages and pages, you're not going to generate a lead. So make sure you're easy to find online. And you do that by being active, producing content, posting, and engaging with others. Now, the majority of consumers and prospective buyers and sellers, they live on social media nowadays. They can't imagine life without it. It's become such a major part of their lives that a lot of people have their primary interactions on social media. They're not meeting people in real life. They're meeting people on social media. And that's what you need to use to your advantage to appeal to people's, you know, desire and thirst for attention online. Now, the internet's provided consumers new ways to research real estate and make connections with, you know, agents, with brokers, etc. Now, it's provided realtors a new way to generate leads, which is great. You know, before, back, you know, 5, 10 years ago, you could post an ad in the newspaper. That was about it. Now it's a lot different. The keys to generating these leads from your Facebook is you need to be showcasing your listings. Every listing you have, you need to be posting it on your Facebook, letting people see it, let it be visible. If you can do videos and go live, it's even better. But the key to lead generation on social media is producing content. That's it. You need to be producing content all the time. Show your day-to-day interactions. Show every listing you have. Walk through all those listings. Make live videos in those listings. Make live videos doing your open houses. The more people can see, the more they're going to want to use you as a realtor. And that's a promise. Now, being seen is how you generate leads, and there's no other way about it. You can run as many Facebook ads as you want. If you don't have legitimate content, no one's going to hire you, and you're going to spend and waste all your money. So you need to do this the right way. And organic lead generation is the best. I promise you that. Now, when you're showcasing leads and using these various tools, the one thing you want to make sure you do is always interact with others. And you might have to do this first if you're not very active online. Take time, comment on people's photos, comment on their post. They're going to do it in return. I can guarantee you that. Everyone loves it. Everyone loves interacting. Everyone loves the attention. It's the same thing as in the real world. Sometimes people just don't want to reach out first. So, you know, that's the difference. Now, social media is your best friend. High five. Let's come to that realization, all right? Now, at the end of this podcast, you'll be a weed-generating machine on social media. And I'm not saying instantly, but you're going to have the foundation, and you're going to know what you need to do. Excuse me. Now, millennials and buyers under 30, they make up 66% of the market for first-time home buyers. The tide shifted. 99% of buyers have moved to online research, period, for properties. They do that before ever even contacting a realtor. So this means to attract both buyers and sellers, you need to reach out and engage online. That's where the engagement is. It's no longer give someone your card and have them go to your website. No, you let your website and your social media work for you. That's what you need to be doing. And that's why you need to be active. You need to be posting, post everything you're doing. Make an effort starting today to get at least 1 hour of content a day. Bust your phone out, take your phone out, and record. You know, act like you're out with your friends and you're posting. You know, show what you're doing. Show your listing. Show your interaction. Show your deal closing. Show everything. The more you show, the better. The more leads you'll generate. Now, the great thing about it is that's exactly what social media is for. People want to see that. They want to see what you're doing. The difference is the professional aspect of every industry. That whole thing of being a downright professional who doesn't ever take a drink, who doesn't ever say a curse word, who doesn't ever swear, that's out the window. People want to see the real you. Agents that do that are going to generate leads. It's as simple as that. Now, first thing foremost, when we dive into generating leads, the meat and potatoes of this, I'm going to go over the 10 most effective ways to generate leads on social media. Now, the first and easiest way is competitions, okay? So running contests on social media is a great way to build your following and reach, and it's going to help you generate leads. You can consider giving away tickets for a local event, like a concert, sports game, or a play, or even a raffle, have a voucher for a restaurant in your main area of business, highlight local businesses, and all of this will create a positive image for you as a professional with your community. Keep in mind, other businesses are going to, know about you, and also that can lead and open a lot of doors. Now, after that, you can start running reactivation campaigns. Now, reactivation is a way to engage with people who've shown interest in your business or who've converted in the past. It's often used by e-commerce stores to attract customers who stop making purchases. And, of course, e-commerce is where it was born, but when realtors use this, it's a great way to generate leads because you can cleverly use these reactivation campaigns to encourage referrals, build social proof, or even to start a new conversation of people who maybe attended an event, et cetera, et cetera. Now, when using reactivation, you can do it through email, through running an actual reactivation retargeting campaign. Those are very effective, and you can build a list of happy customers, and you can later retarget those customers using Facebook or Twitter. Now, gated content is another great way. Gated content refers to premium online material. So it requires that you create, a detailed document, whether it's an ebook, white papers, articles, videos. The form often asks for a name and an email. So in exchange for the, your viewer getting the content, they have to give you a piece of their information. So for that to work, the information you're offering has to be of value. People don't want to just give out their information. So as long as you're giving them something, a piece of valuable info, they'll give you that information, no problem. And they'll be happy to do it. Creating a white paper and ebook with tips for selling your home or a guide on how to set your home selling price, those are dynamite. Those are great ways to get lead generation, lead information from, your users and your friends and people in your area and your community. That's a great starting point. So you always want to make sure you have something out there like that, whether it's an ebook, a checklist. It's going to show you're an authority in the real estate industry. You need to treat your Facebook profile like a landing page, and that's my next tip. Facebook profiles are often overlooked by realtors, but it's important that you optimize them so you can contain and grasp every person who comes across your page. They shouldn't go across your page and keep going. They should say, wow, Marcy's a realtor. Eric's a realtor. Okay, mental note. So whether you have a contact us or a sign up, you can take advantage and put those buttons on your page. That's why it's important you make a business page. Now, using Facebook's dynamic ad features key, dynamic ads look like other Facebook ads on either Facebook or Instagram, even Messenger. But instead of creating an ad for each property added to your page, you can simply create a template that automatically pulls images and details for you. And you can pull those off of your drive on Google, and it will automatically go up to your Facebook page. So that's a great way to go about that as well. Definitely recommend that. My other tip is you want to reach out and comment on 5 people's pictures, statuses, whatever the case may be. Leave 5 comments a day. Great starting point. Now, when you get into Facebook, I always tie in Instagram with it. They go hand in hand. Use Instagram as well. Show and post your properties. Make sure that you're really capitalizing on the aesthetics of real estate. That's a great thing. Real estate's very visual. You can't get more visual than Instagram. So that's a great way to start with that as well. Show off your property. Show off your listings. This is where you want to show your nicest, most luxurious, your selling points, your features. You know, the best points of the house. Take pictures. Show those on your Instagram. Now, include lead generation forms, though, in everything you do. So when you're posting these pictures, even in your caption of your Instagram, make it a question. Make it something to where people have to interact. Don't just say, hey, this is a nice house. No. Hey, do you guys think this house is great? Okay, what do you think of it on a scale of 1 to 10? Make your audience interact. Excuse me. So also, geo-targeting is a great feature to take advantage of from Facebook. So geo-targeting, you can see it when you're setting up your ad. If you want to target people in a particular area, when you're doing your ad on Facebook, you can literally put in your zip code and you can go 10 miles away, 20 miles away. So once you build up your profile, you do these things, take advantage of the ad feature. And the last tip I'm going to give you here, and the purpose of this, like I said, I know I'm going kind of quickly. I'm just diving into this so that you guys know the things to go look deeper into. You know, I didn't want to make a 2-3 hour podcast, but I wanted to make a podcast where we covered everything and touched on all the things you need to be doing. So you guys go, you start on all these things. Like I said, I know I went quickly, kind of did that on purpose. I don't want you to sit here and study it for 2 months. Dive in. Do what you know, do what you're familiar with. Whatever you don't know, shoot me an email, ask me some questions, we'll get started. But the key is that you do it. So right after you get done with this podcast, please get out there and do some of these things. You will thank me in 5 years when you're a top agent. Most likely, if you do it halfway correctly, you'll thank me in 12 months when you're a top producing agent. I'll send you my address. I like chocolate cake if you're going to send me one. Thank you, guys. And before last, like I said, make sure you subscribe for the podcast in the future. Be sure to visit the website, www.viralrealtorservices.com. It was a pleasure. I am so glad you guys tuned into the podcast. When you guys leave me comments and send emails telling me what you want to learn more about, I will make the next podcast about that. All right, guys, I look forward to talking to you. Sell, sell, sell. Happy weekend.